Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
I am working here since October 2010, so it's nearly 2 years now.
We wanted to obviously have parents, young people, staff, and everybody contributing to something really, which I believe, very beautiful.
They've been training for the last 8 weeks. They're doing very well, actually. Like, you know, they're a bit apprehensive because some of them have never been on the water before, but they're really enjoying it, like, and it's a great opportunity for them, like, you know.
My name is Ian McCarthy. I found training hard at times when the wind wasn't there because we couldn't sail. We broke a couple of masts at the same time.
Hello and welcome to Metal Mara at the heart of Cork Harbour. Programme 1 looked at how the concept of the community organisation Metal Mara was born and indeed how it progressed and gained favour and momentum within the city of Cork. Programme 2 took a closer look at the different schemes and courses and opportunities that are available to those who are seeking to upskill and retrain due to reasons such as mental health, long-term unemployment or disability. And in today's programme, Programme 3, we'll be taking a look at one particular youth project which is called Badoracht and taking an in-depth view at what this project achieves in relation to youth and adults that participate on the Bantry Bay longboat, the Fionn Barra. But first, I'll be speaking with Ross Kenny, who is the on-the-water activities trainer in Metal Mara. Can you talk a bit about what that involves?
I suppose fundamentally it's about getting people on the water. Part of our mission statement in Metal Mara is to provide access to the water, to the river, to the harbour in Cork, and with young people from in and around Cork City who normally wouldn't get that opportunity.
So what does the role entail?
I suppose most of the time it's getting in touch with groups or groups getting in touch with us, and I'll chat with the youth leaders predominantly and work out what it is they want, if it's just a quick kind of splash and dash one-off session or a programme of rowing in Currachs, and that then can lead on to different progressions into taking part in the Ocean City Race or again leading on in subsequent years into Fionn Barra and rowing, sailing both locally and internationally.
And how did you first get involved with Metal Mara?
Kind of a roundabout way. My background is in water sports, windsurfing, sailing, kayaking, that kind of thing. I went back to college to do a community development degree, and during work placement in Cork City Council, one of the people I was working with was a rower with Navoga Corky, who were involved with the Corks, and it just led from there. My work placement within City Hall let me go off on an afternoon to work with some of the youth groups with Metal Mara on a voluntary basis. So one thing led to another, and then I got employment there. So it worked out well in the end.
Okay. And so can you tell us a bit more about the Badoracht project that you're involved with?
Badoracht is the youth element of Metal Mara. It's funded by the City of Cork VEC through the Young People's Facilities and Services Fund. And what we do is we work with different youth groups from around Cork City, majority of them Ogra Corky. Then there's kind of drug task force projects, Youth Reach, Cope Foundation, pretty much any kind of youth group that's in the city. And Badoracht then covers those groups working both in the workshop, maybe in the boat building projects, and then on the water as well with the rowing programs.
How many youths would you have going through per year?
It's works out on average around about 120 to 150 each year. It's fairly consistent that way because a lot of the groups that we work with come back each year, and they generally have consistent numbers every year. So, 120, 130 every year.
Are there different programs available for the youths?
Yeah, like in the workshop, generally speaking, we have different boat building projects that they can do. Depending on the level of kind of ability of the group, I suppose if they have some kind of woodwork skills, then they can work on the more complicated boats. And if they don't have those skills, then simpler designs are used. And the length of the project then kind of coincides with that as well. So the simple projects might be 6 or 7 weeks, and then the more difficult ones, 10, 12, 14 weeks. And then a similar thing happens on the water. So some groups come along and just want to try it, just have a spin, just see what it feels like on the water. And sometimes they get hooked, and we'll do up a program of rowing to get them, you know, comfortable with the boats, familiar with the surroundings on the river, and educate them a little bit about how the tide works, how the river works, and being safe on the water as well as having a good time on it.
So the programs are very much focused on participation.
Yeah, predominantly so. It's about access. It's about getting people on the water. That's the first thing. After that, then, if they're hooked and they're interested, then it's building up their experience to make them confident and competent water users. And then hopefully they progress from that into different programs with us that become more complicated and more demanding and more, I suppose, physically demanding as well, and can lead on to, as I said earlier, the kind of international progression, and Fionnbarra being kind of, I suppose, the ultimate in some ways for a lot of the young people that come through our programs to represent both Cork and at times Ireland as well.
Can you talk to us about the Fionnbarra project itself?
Yeah, Fionnbarra is a Bantry Bay longboat. The history of it, I suppose, is part of the French Navy that came over to invade Ireland with Wolfetone in the 1790s. They ran into bad weather, and one of their flagship warships was run aground. So the crew launched their captain's gig and rowed ashore and were apprehended by the local English. And we don't know what happened to them, but it probably wasn't very pleasant. The boat was abandoned and eventually dragged up the shore and thrown away somewhere, and then went into Bantry House for quite a while and was rediscovered. And it's now in a museum in Dublin, and it's the oldest surviving French Navy vessel in the world. So a couple of crazy Americans, and a crazy American and a crazy French person, got this idea to make a replica and use it as a community development tool and as a participation, I suppose, vehicle to get communities working together. And there's now 60 or 70 of them worldwide, and we have one.
And so what would be a typical day for you in work?
Typical day for me would be arrive to work, check weather forecast, check the tides. That then generally kind of dictates what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. In some ways, there is no typical day. It varies an awful lot, but generally speaking, I would have maybe two groups a day. They could be both on the water, or it could be one in the workshop, one in the water. The sessions generally last about 2 hours each way, either in the workshop or on the water. So there's a bit of preparation time before and after those sessions in terms of organising boats or organising materials in the workshop. And then, yeah, it's just getting in with the groups and trying to get some kind of positive feedback from them from the sessions that builds onto the next session. And it can be generally quite obvious to see that when a group first arrives, they've no interest a lot of the time in what we're doing. And then after 3 or 4 sessions, they kind of give in to the kind of constant pressure of, no, you have to be here, you have to be here. But then they kind of figure it out and they buy into it. And then it's hard getting them out the door at the end after, say, a 10-week program. So, yeah, each day is different. It can be on the water, in the workshop. If it's not with the groups, it could be doing the river cleanup, pulling shopping trolleys out of the river. It could be moving pontoons, bailing boats. It just varies all the time.
Okay. When you're on water training, where do you do your training?
We have two locations at the moment. One is in Fitzgerald Park, which is a nice enclosed area. It's probably about maybe a kilometre and a half long. Really good for new groups, people who are a little bit nervous of the water or maybe even a little bit young. We can control the environment there quite well. There's no other boating traffic on the water, and it's a really easy way to introduce people to the water. And then our second location is down at Shandon Boat Club in the marina, which I suppose the next step up, it's a bit more open water. There's more traffic going on down there and it's affected more by the wind in particular, which tends to have a strong effect on Kirks. So the older kids go down there, or the more, when they build up a bit of experience from Fitzgerald Park, then we move down to the marina.
And what type of Kirks are you using, Ben?
The Kirk we use most of the time is based on the Dunfanaghy Kirk, which is a two-hand boat, two people are rowing. 16-foot boat, so it's light enough for three or four people to lift, and they tend to be, I suppose, easily repaired if required. So they can take a bit of abuse and be repaired very quickly if needs be, and they're just a very easy boat to use in that way for the youth groups.
And you have a training programme for the Ocean to City event.
Yeah, the Ocean to City, being organised by Mehalmara, we have a strong link to it, and there is a youth festival and event becoming part of that. Originally it was just a few boats with a few youth, but now it's got its own dedicated event. So as an example, this year we've had 20 Kirks, 20 of those two-hand boats involved in the Ocean of City. So to make it more enjoyable for the young people that are involved, we have a training programme designed just for that event, which is the 10 weeks leading up to it. So this year, I think we had 48 young people training and 38 took part in the actual race itself. So they come along and, again, not with any experience, learn how to row the boats initially in Fitzgerald Park, then down into the marina. We'd do a few sessions in that area, and during those sessions we'd cover the length of the course between Blackrock Castle and Lapps Quay. So they get a sense of the course before they actually do the race, and they have an understanding of the distance involved and what's going to happen on the day. So it's worked out really well, and it's growing every year. So
once the Ocean to City race is finished, what is there any other competitions going on? And there's also another training program that you have, seamanship skills.
Yeah, the seamanship skills, I suppose, has come out as a progression from Ocean to City for a lot of the young people, because we can take them so far in the small curraghs, and then there's a choice to either go into bigger curraghs, the forehand boats, or the possibility of going on to Fionnbarra, the Bantry Bay longboat. So we have the seamanship skills, which I suppose bridges the gap between the two, in terms of the skills required on the water, such as knot tying and understanding a bit about navigation and tides and the weather and that kind of thing. So it's just building up their knowledge and making them more experienced people on the water, more competent, and then that gives them confidence to be able to step up to the next stage if they're up for it.
Okay, and what is the next stage then?
The next stage is Fionnbarra, our Bantry Bay boat, which is a 13-person, 3-sail, 10-oar boat. So it requires a lot of teamwork as well as individual skill as well on the boat. But it's the emphasis is on teamwork, and no matter how skilled you are, if you can't work within that team, then the whole system breaks down. So it's a really good way of building up people's knowledge and experience in something new and having to do it with a lot of other people at the same time. So it works really well as that kind of participation tool. It's very good.
Okay. There's a lot of transition students that come through Mehalmara. What do they do?
It's an association that's been there since before my time. A link between St. Angela's predominantly, with their transition year students to come in and learn a bit about the boats and build some models. So what we do with them is we build model coracles, which are based on the Boyne coracle, which would be one of the oldest boat designs in the world. Dates back 2,500 years, documented at the time of Caesar, so it's at least that old. So they come in and we do scaled models of those boats, and they do maybe a 7 or 8 week program, and a lot of it is probably more important to have the chat than to actually build the boat. So it's where I learn what goes on in a lot of teenagers' minds, is just listening to the chat and the gossip, and it's a very relaxed atmosphere that way, and they get to do something with their hands and make a model out of it. And the school seems to really buy into that as well, that The girls are getting out of the normal routine of what they would do in school. It's not the kind of activity that's available to that many schools, and they seem to get a bit of a kick out of it, and they'll go for a row as well. We'll take them out for a spin in the boats, and it seems to work really well. It's been going on for quite a few years. So,
what are the model coracles made from?
Exactly the same materials as the full-size boat would be made of as well. So they're willow. I suppose it looks a bit like a basket. Even the full-size version looks a bit like a basket, but it's willow rods that are bent into shape, then more smaller willow rods weaved into hold that shape, and the whole lot is tied down and covered with canvas, and then traditionally it would be tarred, but with the models we get girls to paint them, so they usually end up with all sorts of arty designs or whatever kind of they want to think of and put on them. As long as it's not too rude, it's okay.
Ross, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And now we're going to listen to a clip of some of the youths that were involved in the Atlantic Challenge competition in Bantry this year.
Eric Fitzgibbon, Terence McSweeney Community College.
James Gard-Wolfe, Glenmire Community College.
Okay. Both of you have been out on the Atlantic Challenge and you've been down in Bantry for 10 days. How did you find the whole experience, Eric?
Tiring, but enjoyable.
What kind of things were you getting up to then?
Rowing, relaxing, sleeping, eating, sailing.
Meeting new people?
Yeah, 310 people around the school, and you get to know at least half of them in 10 days. So there's a lot of people to get to know and to remember.
And so you've made a lot of friends then?
Hopefully I'll stay in contact with a few of them and see them again sometime in the next year or two.
Seamus, how did you find the experience?
Ah, it was wonderful. It's good activities and all. It's good to get out of the house, you know. Yeah, meeting so many people as well, you know. But yeah.
And there was also activities during the evenings as well to keep you entertained, wasn't there?
Oh, there was plenty. Yeah, you couldn't really get bored, And there's always, it was a great school anyway to stay in and all. So you could play card games or whatever.
And how did you find the competitive side of it?
Oh, it was very competitive. But enjoyed it though. It was great to get a good vibe off and all, So
you're hooked?
Oh, I'm hooked.
So will you keep up the rowing?
Oh, definitely. Looking forward to the next event now.
And that's in France, is it?
Oh, hopefully now, yeah.
And what about you, Eric?
We'll be starting back again in September with Funbarra and training again for France next May.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, lads.
I'm Kira Sullivan. I'm representing Bristol New Club, New Project.
Kira, you're here with your sister and you're down in Bantry for the week. How is that going for you?
It's going grand. It was hard being away from home, but I enjoyed it. I just wish I had more time to make friends and stuff.
And what kind of activities were you up to then, apart from the sailing and the rowing?
There was a talent show on Tuesday, which was fun. Everyone got involved. And then there was basketball on Thursday, which was lethal. More people got injured during that than rowing. And
what would be the highlights of this event for you?
It was just companionship between, so getting to know each crew member. It's better than you would just going to training. You have to get to know them because you're always with them. Yeah.
How do you find the rowing and the sailing? Was it very competitive?
Very. It was especially between certain groups more than others. But it was grand though. It was fun. It was good to learn. Sort of being pushed to learn more how to deal with those sort of situations.
And which do you prefer, sailing or rowing?
It's kind of a mixture. Rowing is difficult, but I like it. And sailing, I'm always worried about ropes coming loose and stuff and things falling down, but I like it too. So it's both. I like both.
Would you be interested in developing these skills even further and doing something again next year?
Yeah, I actually want to go to Morbihan, but it all depends when my college exams fall. So I'm really hoping that they, before or after.
What were your expectations before coming down?
I thought it'd be sunny. That didn't happen. I thought this would be the time, but no. I didn't really have any. I wouldn't know much about these type of way things. The most we did was last year in Bantry, which was the weekend. And that was completely different than this year. So I had no real expectations.
Okay, because there was a lot of other countries involved, wasn't there?
Yeah, and it was less competitive last year, which was just a friendly thing, but like the competitiveness this year was heightened every day, kind of.
My name is Ian McCarthy. I'm from the Fionn Barra crew in Cork. I go to Bishopstown U Project.
Okay.
My name's Emma McCarthy, and I go to Bishopstown
Youth
Project.
Yep.
My name's Laura Fenny, and I represent Fionn Barra, Cork.
You've been training for a long time for this event, Ian. How did you find the training?
It was intense at times, but we got through it. I found training hard at times when the wind wasn't there because we couldn't sail. And we broke a couple of masts at the same time.
And how are you getting on with your crew members?
Well, there's this one girl now at the moment, right? She's a bit of a pain, but I got over that.
And the two of you are twins, so the two of you have come together. Yeah. How do you find rowing and sailing with your brother?
Annoying. It's grumpy, no, it's gives me.
And so what will you take away from this experience most?
Don't get in a boat with girls. Or
anything else?
I learned how to sail and to row in a longboat. And I enjoyed it very much.
Which is your favourite, sailing or rowing?
Sailing.
Okay. And what about you?
Sailing. Rowing.
Will you be looking to come back next year?
Yeah, I'll be hoping to come back sailing and rowing again.
Yeah, same.
If I can get over sailing, I will.
Okay, because I believe you had a bit of trouble getting on the boat with the sails.
Yeah, I wouldn't get on it.
But you've done a deal with your youth leader, Trish.
Yeah, if she joins this year, I'll go on the boat with her. And if I like it, then I'll go to France.
So the two of you are going to start training together?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So you're overcoming your fears?
Yeah.
Well done. Is there anything that you disliked about it?
No, not really. Just the food.
So it was all positive?
Yeah, better food.
Very good. What about you? Did you dislike anything?
That it could have been longer.
You wanted it to be longer?
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
And, yeah, and the food was manky.
Okay.
Yeah, the time flew as well. It'd be better if it was longer. And I didn't like the food.
And how did you get on with the other teams and the other crew members?
It took us a lot of time to mingle, but we became friends and a few days to go.
You'll be going home with good memories and friendships, hopefully.
Yeah.
Girlfriends and boyfriends.
And that was some of the experiences shared by the youths involved in the Atlantic Challenge. We're going to take a little listen to a clip of Ross training the crew prior to the competition in Bantry this year.
Hey, all the way in! Come on, all the way in! Let's get them in! We're running away and let's get them all the way into the boat!
All the way, more.
Okay, can we get number one and two out? Okay. One and two?
Yeah.
Okay, we get the two sails ready. One and two, if you just touch the water, you don't have to pull hard, just a little bit through the water, just to keep the boat moving. At your leisure.
Ross, what other kind of activities are provided here for the youth in Metalmara?
Well, here in the workshop, we can do a number of different activities depending on the, I suppose, skill levels of the group and the need that they have in terms of how long a program they want to do. So in terms of shorter programs, we do model boat builds, such as model coracles. Usually takes kind of 6 to 8 weeks for them to do that, and they can split into pairs and build their own models. So it's a lot less pressure on them to get something finished and a lot less, I suppose, technical woodwork skills required. It's kind of just a hands-on, get in and do it sort of thing.
And what age group is that directed at then?
We usually kind of have done it over the years with transition year students, so 15, 16-year-olds. They tend to come in for the chat more so than anything else and then build a model as they go along. So it's kind of part of the social thing that they end up making something by the end of it.
And you also make life-size curraghs?
Yeah, well, we do the full-size Dunfanaghy two-hand curragh with youth groups. So again, they come in for maybe 10 to 12 weeks And there's a bit more skills involved in terms of woodwork and working together as a team to get a boat built. But generally speaking, they get it built in about 24 hours work. So it's quite a quick build. And then they have a launch on the water after that.
And then the canoes?
The canoes, again, I suppose a simpler version of that kind of boat building project, where it might take 6 or 7 weeks to build it. And it's literally thrown together out of a couple of sheets of plywood and a couple of lengths of 2x1. And they learn some basic woodwork skills as well along the way, and then obviously get to launch that on the water as well.
Okay, and then do they keep the boats that they make themselves?
It depends on the group. Some groups take them away and put them on display. Others, unfortunately, use them as flower pots, but we won't go into that. But generally speaking, we hold on to the bigger boats, the Currachs, and use them for youth rowing programs. So it might be that group might come back and do a rowing program using that boat, but generally speaking, the groups can't get the insurance to go on the water to use the boats on the water, so we hold on to them.
The Fionn Barra group at the moment, I believe the boat is out of the water, so you have the crew sanding and painting and doing bits of repair work to the boat.
Yeah, we have the boat in the workshop now, and there's a lot of work to be done onto it. Every year, being a wooden boat, it requires a fair bit of maintenance. So every Thursday at the moment, we have a bit of a shed gathering, and we've had kind of 15 to 20 people every week, young and old, in. And at the minute, they're doing a lot of the, I suppose, time-consuming work in terms of sanding and varnishing oars and floorboards. So it kind of leaves the workshop to do the technical woodwork repairs on the boat. But it's great that the whole crew can kind of muck in and do a lot of the work that needs to be done.
That's great. Thanks very much, Ross. And now we're going to speak to Mohammed in the workshop.
I'm planning to make everybody working hard and communicating as usual, and make sure everybody's communicating with everybody.
Okay.
And make sure that we do good job with the oars, because it's very important.
You're a bad worker, isn't
it? Yeah, sometimes. And no English. Sorry. The session is varnishing and very important kush. I don't know how to say it in English.
You know, painting?
It's painting coat is very important. Coat is, this is the third coat. We are going by 75% varnish and 25% white spirit. So, it's coming good actually. They did good job, very very good job. I'm very impressed with this group. That you can see, everybody is putting his head in his job.
Yes.
Everybody's happy with these orals. Let's do some
valuation. You happy?
I'm happy. Look.
Look at the roof spot there. Look.
Yeah, here. Eric, it's your. Look. It's easy. Look.
I don't know
Look.
Yeah. Roof underneath. Look.
Can I last more than I have to go?
Oh, this is the work.
Okay,
I
don't have two hands.
It's not staying on it. That's okay, look, sorry. Here, that's it, very simple. Other one here.
Here, you cut this for me.
Yes, we're not, we're in a knife in the kitchen, wash it with water, please. Just cut it, cut your finger, yeah?
Where are the knives in the kitchen?
Huh? Where are the knives?
In the
sink.
Where are you?
Let's go. Where
are you? Actually, put the
belt
on a bit more.
If I get enough.
Get it up and bring it off.
Okay, everybody here, choose brush. Let's go. Here. What's your brush, yeah?
I actually before the brushes, we need to sand them. Very thin. We now clean them. You know what is the sand? Look there. It's 320. Cut few for your friend and start it, yeah?
No, 75 to 25.
Huh?
No, Mahomet, you're doing everything wrong. No, 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 completely wrong. Put down the hammer.
Okay.
It's varnishing.
Okay, we need to start the sand, guys.
So if you leave that there, the varnish will take it. Feel that? They're really quick.
And that was a clip of some of the youth involved in the Fionnbara project down at the workshop preparing for next year's event in France. I had the opportunity earlier on to visit the crew down in Bantry where they were competing in an international competition, and I spoke with Fran Lynch.
Hi Fran, you're a volunteer on the Bantry Bay Longboat, the Fionnbara. How did the idea for the Bantry Bay Longboat come about?
I'm not really sure because I wasn't there at the beginning, but as far as I know, Mel Mara got the shell of a boat and they were able to use that as part of a CSP scheme to finish it off and teach people woodworking and boat building skills in order to finish off the boat and get it in a condition it could go on the water and be used.
What exactly does the project entail?
At the moment, it entails taking groups of people, adults and kids, out teaching them rowing, sailing and also general seamanship skills. But initially it was a boat building project, and there's still a little bit of boat building involved because repairs and maintenance, but mainly it's on the water sailing and rowing skills.
You're down here in Bantry at the Atlantic Challenge. How is that going for you so far?
It's going great. We've been down here for 8 days and all kind of living in a room together for the 8 days and going out and competing every day, morning and afternoon, and it was a great event. Getting to know each other and the boat and how the boat works and what it takes to keep the boat going and stuff like that.
And how many are in the crew that you brought down?
There are 20 in total, and for any particular event there's 13 on the boat, so that leaves 7 ashore, so people get either a morning or an afternoon off every few days, but means we still have a lot of people. We've 13 of the 20 out in the water every day.
And there's 15 countries partaking in this event. What countries are there?
There's a lot of the countries are European, so that covers everything from Italy and France, Belgium, a lot of the Nordic countries, Great Britain, Ireland, Northern Ireland, but also the United States and Canada have a big programme for the boats, and Indonesia have a boat here, which are kind of from the other side of the world, the furthest away.
What's involved in the actual races themselves? What kind of courses are they laying out?
There's a huge variety because there's sailing races which are out in kind of open water around triangular courses where you've got to go upwind for one leg and then downwind and cross course back again and do a few laps of a triangular course. And then there's rowing races which are, I think, they go in one, you row in one direction, turn around to mark and come back, row in the other direction. So that's two types of event. But also there was a rope work competition which was done on shore where everyone had to tie different types of knots, and there was another competition that involved a small amount of rowing but a lot of rope work, and it's not all about sailing and rowing, there's a lot of other stuff involved as well.
And how is your crew doing so far?
We haven't come last in anything, which is which is a great achievement. And we got, you know, there's 15 crews here, and we've got single figure results in a number of events, which is very good. And we've won, came first in one race, which is absolutely fantastic.
And I suppose your project would be different from the other groups in that a lot of those crews would be coming from sailing backgrounds or rowing backgrounds, whereas the crew on the Fionnbara are coming from different youth groups.
Yeah, and they came, like, they've been with Fionnbara now for I suppose, 2 or 3 months, but only for 2 evenings a week, if even that, for that time. And they had to learn absolutely from scratch about sailing, about rowing, about coiling a rope or tying all the different sorts of knots. And we had no really intense training time with them before coming here. A lot of the other teams would have gone away for kind of a week or 2 week camps before coming here and done really intense training. So really this event has been like our training camp. So now that it's over, we're kind of ready to start competing, but too late.
What kind of skills do you think the young people are going to take away from them after this experience?
Well, there's kind of the obvious ones, like they know a bit more about sailing and about rowing, about how to tie knots and all that sort of stuff. But I think one of the most important things they'll have learned is just being in a boat and things going wrong and having to fix stuff with what you have, and not just say, okay, something's broken, that's it, we give up. Now you kind of look around the boat, and with pieces of rope and bits of wood, you try to make some kind of a fix and keep on going, even if it's not at full power, but you just keep plugging away and get something out of an event, even if it's not the maximum you could, but not giving up, keeping the boat going as long as you can.
The crew went to Quebec 2 years ago, and there's talk about going to France next year.
Yeah, and the thing about the crew went to Quebec 2 years ago. They went to Quebec in about the same way as we've come here, knowing very little, but they came back and they formed a core of the crew for a couple of years, but a lot of them have moved on again. So we're kind of starting from scratch again this week, really, with this crew. But they're so enthused now after the week here that hopefully they'll keep coming out over the winter when we try to keep the boat going up to September, October, and back again in March. And they're all talking now about the trip about France next year in May. So that's a real hook that might keep them going and get a few more in. And once you've got some bit of continuity in the crew, it makes a huge difference to going to an event. Yeah, I'd say this is certainly, it's great to hear some of the youngsters who really, sometimes it's hard to get a reaction out of them for what's going on, but they're kind of talking among themselves about going to France next year, and kind of, you know, that's a real sign that they've made some kind of a commitment to themselves in some kind of a way to the boat and staying with it and improving, which is great.
That's great. Thanks very much, Fran.
You're welcome.
And that was Frances Lynch, one of the volunteers of the Fionn Barra boat. That's it for programme 3 of the 5-part series Mehel Mara at the Heart of Cork Harbour. In today's programme, we spoke with Ross Kenny, who is the on the water activities trainer at Mehel Mara, and he shared his experiences with us on sailing and rowing with youths. We also spoke to Frances Lynch, who was one of the organisers of the Atlantic Challenge group that visited Bantry. And in programme 4, we'll be speaking to Siobhan McCarthy, the events organiser of On Rossmoor, which is the Ocean to City race that's held in Cork City every year in June.
It's basically a race, and we've worked very hard over the past 8 years to build it up into a maritime festival event for the city as well, including other events along the way. Like for the last 2 years, we've had the Cork Harbour Summer School.
We'll be speaking to participants and volunteers from the race, which have come from all parts of the globe.
So today, yeah, we're at Blackrock Castle. We're going to set up the castle with boat displays, with some kids' entertainment, with some puzzle floors. We've got some drummers coming. We've got music and a wide variety. We've also got the Cope Foundation doing some kids' entertainment. Finally, we've got quite a lot of kids coming, so ranging from Oga Corky and Phoenix Kayakers.
It'll be myself and the three lads and one or two others. If you want to join in, you can help. But if you come through this gate, you have to be wearing a buoyancy aid or life jacket. You're not allowed down there unless you have one on, including photographers. When we get down, we'll drop the boat into the water and then we'll get a few people out for a spin. Anybody that wants a spin, we'll try and get you out. Just a short little spin around the basin area here. Please listen to the staff at all times. If they ask you to do something, please do it. If they tell you not to do something, then please don't, okay? Other than that, we're going to get the boat up, lift it up high and carry it down. So if we can clear a little bit of space just so that we can walk through the gateway here.
I'd like to thank you, the listeners, and the contributors for their participation in the show. Do stay tuned for the fourth in the series, Metal Mara at the Heart of Cork Harbour. This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.